This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from Radio.com Sports, you better bet, Eli Hershkovich. He writes there for Radio.com Sports. He also talks gambling and one of my favorite topics.
Tell me he's married with that
investments.
Last
name. Eli Hershkovich on the Wendy's Big Show. Eli,
no way he's married. I bet you're single.
That's a future Hall of Famer, so I guess you got to answer
Eli,
that question first.
You married, Eli?
I am not married. I have a girlfriend. We've been together for 5 years.
Oh, what the hell are you waiting on?
That last name holding him up.
Hershkovich, what you waiting on, man? 5 years, you're going to lose her shortly.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is, Leroy. You know they don't wait no more than 5 years because you know that. You know her friends are telling the girl.
Yeah, I guess keep I got to make that investment then, huh?
Huh?
Eli, he said, I guess I got to make that investment
Let me tell you how I would do it. I would at least, Leroy, go ahead. Get her the diamond ring. That'll at least buy you 2 more years if you're not really sure.
I'll keep that in mind.
That's the advice I gave my son. I'm just keeping it straight 100.
Well, and maybe if the Jaguars can cover the two on Thursday night, Eli can go and make that decision. Eli,
make sure you go to the jury center, too, and get it, all right?
Yeah, that
attaboy, way to get that plug in there. Yeah. Eli, your latest column up at Radio.com Sports detailing why people should be jumping on the price that they can get the Green Bay Packers to win the Super Bowl right now, today. Please explain.
Yeah, so the Packers were 14-1 at the Westgate Superbook, a sportsbook out in Vegas, back in April to win the Super Bowl. So they're still 12-1, 13-1, 14-1, right around the same number that they were, 4 or 5 months ago. And you're talking about a 2-0 start for one of the best defenses of the NFL and the most improved units on that side of the ball. The front seven has been insane in terms of creating pressure, and especially with their run defense. The secondary is also much improved, and former Chicago Bears safety Adrian Amos making a big dent there. So what this Packers defense has been able to do under Mike Pettine, I know it's just two games, and I know they faced a Bears offense that is undergoing some regression with Mitchell Trubisky and a Vikings team that has Kirk Cousins at quarterback and making decisions like he made to really wrap up the game for the Packers in the red zone in week two. But it's an impressive bunch nonetheless after two games. This stat surprised me a little bit, even though the Packers' offense has struggled, that they're 31st in the NFL, around 31st, 30th in the league in yards per play. But that's one of the reasons why offensively, and that's one of the reasons why I'm still bullish on this team at the odds that they're at, because you're always trying to find some value in the price where there's room to grow. And the Packers defense is playing at an incredible level that I think they'll keep up for the rest of the season. And then offensively, there's still room to grow for Aaron Rodgers under Matt LaFleur. So because of the potential in that offense, the price of 14-1, 13-1, wherever you get the number, is really good value for me.
When you talk about buying in on deals like this where you're talking year-long bets, right, whether it be before the start of the season or now, if you're going to make a bet here in week three for the rest of the season, you view that as more of a gamble than, say, betting on a game on a Sunday on a point spread?
Yeah, it's obviously the long-term investment. If you're looking at on a game-by-game basis, you're trying to find angles. So whether it's a situational spot, like that's a letdown spot for a team coming off a big win. If you're going from the West Coast to the East Coast the next week, that can be considered a letdown spot, a bounce back spot where a team loses in heartbreaking fashion. Like, for instance, the Eagles in Atlanta, where Carson Wentz is playing without the majority of his receiving core. They come back home. The line is now down to 6.5 as Philly's a 6.5-point favorite against Detroit. And a lot of money right now is coming in on the Lions, and that could be a motivational / bounce back spot for the Eagles. So it's much different looking at the futures market versus taking this on a game by game basis, because obviously in terms of the futures market, I'm not looking at matchups. I'm looking at where the potential is for teams, where there's still room to grow, and where their strength is on either side of the ball. And again, when you think about the rest of the NFC right now, with the Saints losing Drew Brees for up to 6 weeks, or right around that number, Rams team to me that's very flawed, just hasn't showed it yet. They beat an okay Panthers team that's obviously shown its struggles, and now Cam Newton has the foot injury. I don't know if it happens this week in Cleveland as their 3-point favorites, but to me they're going to come back down to earth at some point over the next couple of weeks. They've had some good turnover luck. And while I like the Cowboys and the Eagles' offenses, they're not even close to what this Packers defense is. Preston Smith, Za'Darius Smith, Kenny Clark, again, a tremendous front seven for Green Bay, and also in the secondary. There's so much to like about Green Bay, and when you're looking long-term in a loaded NFC in terms of offense, you want to find one of the better defenses, and Green Bay should get their offense right, and they already have the defense.
Eli, how many people called you today and said, I feel sorry that you've been benched? How many people called you and said that?
Well, you bet yesterday. Our hosts were making the comparison, who's better, Eli Manning or myself. And they both
Eli nice.
Manning. So,
but how do you...
Yeah, was it,
but go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you please, go ahead.
It wasn't the best of comparisons, but if I'm going to be compared to Eli Manning, I would vote Eli Manning as well.
Yeah, two-time Super Bowl champion. I don't know what's the best way to, if you have a player that you respect for long, 232 straight games, I don't know what's the best way to move forward, but I think Eli had to know the writing was on the wall and took him with the 6th pick. My question is, what do you think the fan base would think at, you know, if you got one quarterback, then you got to kind of scrap a plan for another young guy. You would think they're a little bit better than what they're doing down in Miami. In Miami, they're just tanking.
Right. Yeah, and you think about what's coming up for the Giants this weekend in Tampa Bay. The Bucs have been floating around between a 6-point, 6.5-point favorite and a 7-point favorite against New York on Sunday. And I know that Bucs defense has completely turned it around. But to me, there's value in the 6.5, 7-point line with the Giants going into that game as a dog. The Bucs not being prepared for what Daniel Jones has to bring. And on the flip side, Jones could have a 3-interception, 4-interception performance, and the Bucs could cover that line easily. It's tough to bet on a rookie quarterback in that spot, but with the Giants going into that game, getting a touchdown right around that number, there's value there after they played a decent Cowboys defense. Again, there's room for that Cowboys defense to grow as well, just as I mentioned with the Packers offense, but they left some points on the table in Dallas a couple weeks ago and a tremendous Bills defense that they just faced. So it's an interesting proposition if you're talking about getting the 7, getting the 6.5 points for the Giants this weekend. I don't know if I would take it with a rookie quarterback, but I sure as hell like the bet more with Daniel Jones than if it was Eli Manning under center for the Giants.
It's You Better You Bet on the Radio.com sports app here. Eli Hershkovich of that show joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline here on the Wendy's Big Show. Eli, switch quickly over to gears here onto baseball, because these guys think that it's crazy that we go to the window as well on baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers right now are one of the hottest ticket items going.
On fire.
And for this situation right now, you got to imagine that there's a lot of money to be had with the Milwaukee Brewers for the last 2 weeks of the regular season.
Yeah, especially without Christian Yelich. I think the number for them to win the National League right after he went down was around 40-1, and now they're red hot without him. So it's impressive. And if you look at their World Series odds, currently 42-1. So their odds have shortened to win it all, and then to win the National League right now, Milwaukee is at 18-1, right behind the Nationals. And we've seen Washington slide a little bit. They're right there with the Cubs and the Brewers in the wild card race. Presumably Washington could miss the playoffs, and you could have a Cubs-Brewers showdown possibly. We'll see what the Cardinals do down the stretch as well, and if we get three teams in the playoffs from the NL Central. But I'm not in on the Brewers in terms of finding any value from a long-term perspective from the futures market because of that pitching staff. I would lean towards the Cubs if I'm trying to make a bet right now. Again, they're around the same price to win the NL Central, and if I'm banking on one of these two teams to make the playoffs, to win the NL Central, it's the Cubs for me because of the experience in that rotation.
Well, we're not going to hold that one over your head. Eli, we appreciate it, man, a lot. We'll talk later on this year. You better you bet right now on radio.com sports. Find it today and get some information to make some money. Appreciate the time, man.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
well,
I just followed you on Twitter, too, so I'm going to be following you from now on.
You got to follow my girlfriend, too. That's the key to my life.
Well, you usually...
You don't want to follow your girlfriend. He wants to know what your girlfriend Instagram...
wait a minute.
What's the Instagram?
I'll let you know next time.
Yeah. All right, next time. Appreciate
you
it, Eli.
Creepy like that.
Eli's going to give us the good lowdown next year, next time he comes on in with the Instagram. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Like
if you're looking
to
buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.